Thank God for our little ones. Amen. What an honor. Okay, get this thing to work. Well, there we go. How many believe exact all what you were saying, singing this morning? I was having a little difficulty with that thing. It had me sweating right here, too, for a minute. Already, again. But, you know, those, like Sister Jen said, you know, that, don't let it just be words off of pages. You got to really believe what you were singing. Is he our way maker? Is he our promise keeper? Is he our deliverer? Man, you best believe he's all that to me. And I know that you guys also, because y'all wouldn't be here. You know, that's, what was the other one we sang before that one? Awesome. My God is awesome. He's mighty. He's a deliverer. He's my provider. Oh, man, I tell you, that gets me excited. My deliverer, he delivered. Just like, man, we're about to get into Purim service, what he did for the Jews, he delivered them. Mordecai and Esther, they believed that. They had to believe that. They had to. And that's what he did for us. He did the same exact stuff for us. He delivered us. Yesterday was awesome. We had an awesome time. I tell you, when you're in God's will, things flow. It flows and it works out. Even when you don't see it, he's working. We cannot afford for him to not be working in our lives. We can't afford it. If he decides to stop working, we're in trouble. I don't never want him to ever stop working in our lives. I always want him working because we need that. We need that. And yesterday was just awesome. You know, I kind of glanced at the little sign-up sheet. I didn't really see how many, if one was, I think one was full. And I don't know how many, you know, names they had, but, you know, that's just Sister Connie was having a little discussion with some of the ladies, and I just walked by and I stood there for a minute just listening to what she was saying. And, you know, you can get so caught up in numbers, you know, just like, you know, other churches, they want big, big numbers. You know, you feel like 25, whatever people came down to the building yesterday, like, you know, some people might say, well, was it worth it? 25, all what y'all did, all the time, the prep time and the tables and chairs and all the clothes that y'all brought over there, and just 25 people, just a few came, it was worth it. She made a statement. We was driving up last night to go get Bella, and it was on my mind. I was thinking about that domino. You set up dominoes. Thousands of them. If you ever seen them, you know, you've seen a little domino effect thing. And it's, you push one and they all begin to fall. It's a domino effect. If it was just for one yesterday, it was worth the hours we was down there, the time we put in to get it ready. If it was just for that one, you know, we see it throughout the scripture. It's, you know, today we're going to see he went to Samaria, and they didn't travel that way. They always took the outside because they didn't want to deal with the Samaritans. It was hostile. It was conflict of we worship on this mountain. Y'all worship on this mountain. We worship the right way. Y'all worship the wrong way. It was just back that pendulum, back and forth. But Yeshua, he had an obligation. He said, I must go. Let me read because I'm going way ahead of myself. It was just amazing. And as she was thinking about, as she was saying that last night, I was just thinking about that. And that song came to mind about reckless love. And I had to ask Sister Linda the name of it this morning because it said he left the 99. He didn't leave the one for the 99. He left the 99 for one. And I was that one day that he left for me. And he's amazing, I tell you. I just love him. I love him so much. Appreciate him for what he's did in my life. So good to us. Let's begin. I only got a couple. So John extols Jesus, and that's going to be in John 3, 22 through 28. The woman at the well, one sow it and another reap it. John 4, 1 through 42. And John extolled Jesus in this passage right here. He's praising him. You're going to see what he's going to tell him. It says, John 3, 22 through 28. It says, after these things came Yeshua and his disciples into the land of Judea. And there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Aenon near Salem, because there was much water there. And they came and were baptized. So they're saying Yeshua was baptizing and John was baptizing. For John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. So there was, you know, why is he baptizing? Everybody's going to him. Rabbi, calling John their rabbi. So his disciples, his followers. There was, I guess it kind of rubbed them the wrong way that Yeshua was doing what he was doing. But John, the forerunner, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourself bear me witness that I said, I am not the Messiah, but that I sent before, that I am sent before him. So he was going to fix that right then and there. I told you from the beginning, I'm here just to pave the way for him. What he's doing, that's what he's supposed to be doing. That's what he's commissioned to do. So he wasn't going to let that animosity or quarrel have you build up amongst the brothers. He wasn't going to have that. He cut it straight right there and told him that I'm sent before him. I told y'all it wasn't him, but he who's coming after me, whose sandals I'm not even worthy to untie. That's him. Let him do what he wants to do. John 4, 1 through 40. It says, when therefore the master knew how the Pharisees had heard that Yeshua made and baptized more disciples than John. Made and baptized more disciples than John. And John was okay with that. Though Yeshua himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Must needs. I'm not going to take the long route. This is short of going through Samaria. But it's the short way. I got to deal with some stuff. I got to deal with people. But I'm okay with that. I'm not going to veer from them. I'm not afraid of them. I'm not afraid of what they're going to say or what they're going to think. I'm obligated. There's a woman. It's appointed time that I got to meet right here. I got to meet this woman at this well. Not only for her, but for the other Samaritans. You're going to see as we keep reading. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And I want to read that Matthew 10, 1. It's supposed to be 1 through 11, I think. But this is Yeshua. This is what he told his disciples. No, it's only 1 through 5. It says, Matthew 10, 1 through 5. Now, he said he must go through Samaria. But he told his disciples here in Matthew, he said, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother. James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the publican. James, the son of Alphaeus and Lebbeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Yeshua sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into the city of the Samaritans enter ye not. So he told them, y'all don't travel that way. My time is coming. Now, he didn't want them to stop in their city and preach. That was his doing. He had to get some things straight. Not that they couldn't, but it's just said that he told them not to travel that way. Y'all go on the outside. Take the long route. Verse 6. Now Jacob's well was there. Yeshua, therefore, being weary. We're back in John 4. Being weary with his journey, thus sat on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. If he was God, he wouldn't be weary. So I just want to straighten that up. You know, you can point little things out, jumps out at you when you're reading the scripture. You know, God don't get tired. Yeshua was weary. It said he was weary. He was man. You work all day or you walk, exercise, whatever, you get tired. Go walk 5 miles and see if you're not going to get tired in the desert. You're going to be tired. So he was tired about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Yeshua said unto her. Now, I missed the whole title the last 10 minutes ago. We're understanding the words of Jesus. So this is the title. And these are what you're going to see, the highlighted red is him. Yeshua said unto her, I got way ahead of myself this morning. Give me to drink. Give me to drink, he asked her. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. How you talking to me? This is not supposed to be happening. We're not supposed to be having a conversation. You don't understand, woman. I'm destined to come right here. I was obligated. I have an appointed time. I knew you was coming. I knew you was coming. I had to come this way. But that wasn't supposed to happen. It was bickering. Just like dominations today. Just like different assemblies, religions, yeah. Just different religions. You know, we don't deal with them because they don't do this. Or we don't deal with them because we believe that way. Or we, so many, 30-some thousand? You got so many. And that's what was going on here with just these two. Yeshua answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of Elohim, and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have given thee living water. I'm not going to give you water that's just going to quench your thirst for a couple minutes. I'm going to give you this water that's going to last everlasting, forever, everlasting water. You will not thirst no more if you knew the gift of Elohim. If you knew the one who was talking to you. You have no idea. You have no idea. And, you know, sometimes we can get caught up in that. You know, we forget that he's our way maker. He's our provider. He's our healer. When he speaks to us and he tells us you're healed, we forget that. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob? Yes. He should have just answered yes. Just cut it short. Yes. You don't know, but I am. I'm going to tell you, though. Let's keep reading. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to explain it all the time. I'm going to break it down to you, just like he does for us today. He breaks it down for us. Yes. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well? My father made Jacob. He made me. He gave him the ability to make this well. And drink thereof himself and his children and his cattle. Okay. So he drank of it himself. Wow. Yeshua answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. This water that you're getting, this spring water, it probably was good, cold spring water. Just, you know, probably it didn't have all this stuff that's in it today. It was healthy water, good H2O, as Bobby Boucher would have said. Whoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, he said. You got to get this. You got to get this. This earth, this world, my Father made it. It's his water, and it's very good water, but you're going to thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. This is the water you want, woman. This is the water you want. This is the water we want. Not just her. We want this same water. We saying this woman, but us. We want this same water that spring it up into everlasting life. That's our hope. We just got through with the hope last Sunday. That's our hope. Eternal life. The kingdom. Thy kingdom come here. Everlasting life. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. She didn't quite understand it yet. She thought he was talking literal. Yeah, no, let's read a little more. You don't quite get it just yet. You can imagine it. He must have just smiled sometimes when people come back with something crazy like that after he's trying to explain it to them what he's doing. You know, like, okay, well, y'all ain't got it yet. Just like he do at us, he smiled down at us. Okay, y'all ain't got it yet. Well, let's go. We're gonna get it. We're going to make it. Yeshua said unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. Uh-oh, now he's getting personal. All right, you didn't understand the water situation. You didn't understand that it's me that you're talking to. So let's go a little further. Let me get personal with you. Let me tell you something that I know about you. And he does that. You know, he gives us a word sometimes, you know, when led by the Holy Spirit, the pastor, somebody will call, minister will call you up and say, let me tell you something. You know, Brother Troy was telling me the other day that when he went preach not too long ago up there, and he told a woman, he said, if I tell you all what the Lord is showing me right now, I'll scare you. That's what Yeshua, he didn't tell her that, but he said, go get your husband. Come here, go call your husband. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Yeshua said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. I know you don't. Hopefully you're catching on now. I'm the one that's talking to you about this living water. It's me. For thou hast had five husbands. Oh, my. Not only did I tell you go get one, I'm telling you, you got five. And whom thou now hast is not thy husband. And that saidest thou truly. So he did tell her, you spoke right. I'm glad she did and didn't try to lie, because he already knew. And I think she might have known when he told her, go get your husband. Or the five you got now ain't yours either. So she's kind of catching on. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. I guess you do. I guess you do. Somebody tell me, read me my pedigree. I'm going to say he's a prophet too. What? You just told me I go get my husband. Then you told me five that I got ain't mine. Oh, yeah. You know something. You know something. Our fathers worship in this mountain. There she go. There we go with this mountain. And ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Now, their mountain was Gerizim, I think it was. Hard to pronounce. And they're saying their mountain was in Jerusalem. So we got the right place to worship. Nah, we do. You know, they had a little note. These Samaritans. They had their own temple, own religion system, and their own copy of the Torah. They had all that. So you know that this is where you can see this conflict is between them, where they believe in they was right and all this other good stuff. Yeshua said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Woman, look past these mountains. You're not going, don't worry about worshiping on a mountain or worshiping Jerusalem. There's coming a time where you're going to worship the Father at neither one of these places. I'm going to tell you how we're going to worship the Father. And, I mean, Yeshua was bold. He said, Woman. Boy, men don't try that these days. Don't say woman. Maybe the older might, because they, I don't know. I'm not. I'm too young. I ain't got enough gray hair yet. No hair, actually. But the beard, anyway. But amen. I still wouldn't try it. But he did. He said, woman. He addressed it as woman. Not in disrespect to her. No disrespect at all to her. It was not to disrespect her in no kind of way. I'm pretty sure he might even knew her name. But that's just how he addressed her. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. So let me just tell you, let me kind of get it right for you. Y'all worshiping is wrong. You know, your religion system y'all got, wrong. The copy of y'all Torah, wrong. We worship what we know, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father seeks such to worship him. That's what he wants, true worshipers. That's what we need to be, true worshipers. Not Pentecostals worship this way, Catholic worship this way, Assembly of God worship this way. True, let's just be a true worshiper. If you worship him in spirit and truth, that's what he seeks from a worshiper, to be a true worshiper. Yahweh is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Messiah. Well, I guess she didn't, because she made this statement that she still didn't know after all what he done told her. When is he come? He will tell us all things. The man just told you he had five husbands. How much more you want him to tell you? He just told you. He just read you of what you was doing was wrong. And you still, he will tell us all things when he come? Okay. Yeshua said unto her, now he's got to just come out and say it. I that speak unto thee am he. Now you get it. Okay, this is me, the one who just told you all these things. I'm the one. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with this woman. You know, they didn't, you know, Master, that ain't supposed to be happening. You talking to a Samaritan? A woman Samaritan. They marveled at that. So it means they had conversation among themselves. Yet no man said, what seekest thou? Or why talkest thou with her? I guess you don't ask the master something like that. You don't ask him why. He's got all power and authority to do that kind of stuff. The woman then left her water pot. She must have took off after that. Forgot water pot and all. You can have it. Drink that water that Jacob, our father, drilled for us. Go ahead and drink it. You can have my water pot. And went her way into the city and said to the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Messiah? Come see a man that told me everything about me, everything I did. Come and see. Then they went out of the city and came unto him. That one, that domino, that one woman went and said, y'all got to come see this man. This one, I'm telling y'all, all it takes is one. Yesterday, all it took was one. Somewhere out of them 20-something that came and got a clothes, it was far beyond clothes, far beyond clothes. You don't, that one could have been having, didn't know if that they was going to eat that day, that one yesterday. Free hot dog. And it's not about, Faith Temple was, no, it wasn't about Faith Temple. It was about doing what the Father asked us to do, what he commissioned us to do. What it was in his will that we do that yesterday. You know, you don't know that man or that woman or that a free haircut. You know, things are tough right now. Just work-wise, commercial fishermen, all field, things are slow. And that's all we have down here. You know, and as a family, some parents can't afford a $5 haircut or much less 2-3 hot dogs and drinks and water. That was a blessing to somebody. That one, it touched somebody's life, and I'm believing that. I'm believing that it touched somebody's life yesterday. Somebody needed a jacket. Somebody needed a shirt or a pant. So past, we did something good. We're about touching lives. We're about getting single-minded about kingdom and getting people to the kingdom. That's what we need to be, single-minded about his kingdom and doing his will. It's just an honor and a blessing that he gives us the ability to do that. He gives us the ability to, he said to, for us to be a beacon on this peninsula. A beacon. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. I don't want y'all food. I got spiritual food I got to eat. I got to feed myself. I got to feed myself. There's stuff I got to do. And I got to eat the meat of his word. Therefore said the disciple one to another, had any man brought him aught to eat? Even his disciples couldn't, that was with him daily, didn't understand things he was saying. He always had to break stuff down for them too. Yeshua said unto them, here we go, he's got to explain to his disciples now. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. They are white and all ready to harvest. That's just what he's telling us. You know, we want to say, well, we're going to wait till they get right. No, they are ready. We got to get ourselves ready and go out and get that harvest. It's ready to harvest. John 6:38. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Back in John 4, verse 36. And he that reapeth, receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal. That both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true. One soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. Thank your Father for the men that labored before us. That all we got to do is enter into that labor. Enter into their labors. They paved the way for us. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all that I ever did. Many of the Samaritans. You seen that one effect of that one domino? That one woman went and called him? Said, man, y'all got to come see this guy, man. I'm telling you, he is the real deal. Don't ask him no questions because he might tell y'all what y'all don't want to hear. He might tell y'all, I went asking questions. He told me some stuff. Whew. But look, many believed on him. Many, just from that one. Just from him saying, I must go through Samaria. I must go. Because I got to reach that one woman who's going to go tell her friends, and their many lives going to be changed. Many. Many lives going to be changed from Purim. Giveaway. Many. We cannot get weary in well doing. We got to persevere. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. So you can imagine, he abode there 2 days. He wasn't just not doing nothing those 2 days. He was, what he said he came here to do, preach the gospel. If he abode there 2 days, guess what? He was preaching 2 days. He was preaching the truth. He was preaching the kingdom. He was cutting all that pendulum swinging back and forth, all those walls of denominations. Let me tell y'all how y'all worship. Worship my Father in spirit and truth. That's how y'all worship him. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, now we believe because of thy saying, not because of thy saying. I don't believe because of what you said. What you said drew my interest to come and see. But I want to see it and hear it for myself. And they said it. Not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Wow. The whole time they was waiting for, we're just waiting on the Messiah. We're waiting on the Messiah. And here he is. He shows up and he makes them a believer. I'm him. And they believe the Savior of the world. It was necessary that he should go to teach in Samaria, as in Judea, the principles of true religion and worship, which would cut away the foundations of all local jealousies and feuds, and establish for all nations the spiritual service of the universal Father. The power of his word in searching the heart and convincing the conscience of secret things is a proof of divine authority. The power of his word searches the heart. We don't have to try to change people. Let the word do it. If we just preach the word and the truth, not what we think. That's what gets us in trouble when we try to put in what we think. No, let the power of his word search their hearts. When we let the word do it, that's when it will become right. The spirit of the soul of man, as influenced by the Holy Spirit, must worship Elohim and have communion with him. You must worship him. And in communion, you must spend that time. Go a little prayer time, a little meditation time. That's communion with the Father. Stay in tune with him. Talk to him daily. Every day we should talk to him. Not some days when things are going bad, or every now and again when things are going good. Every day have communion with him. Spiritual affections, as shown in fervent prayers, supplications, and thanksgivings, form the worship of an upright heart, in which Elohim delights and is glorified. Thanksgiving and worship from an upright heart. That's what delights him. And this one right here, Christ in Cana cures nobleman's son at Capernaum. Age 30, Galilee, Cana again. And we're going to read John 4, 43 through 54. And that's what I'm going to close with, this one right here. It says again, because what he did in Cana, he's doing the second miracle over there. The first one was he turned the water into wine at the wedding. So that's when it says again. John 4, 43 through 54. Now, after 2 days, he departed thence and went into Galilee. For Yeshua himself testified that a prophet had no honor in his own country. No honor in his own country. Then when he has come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went unto the feast. So Yeshua came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Yeshua was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Yeshua unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman said unto him, sir, come down ere my child die. Yeshua said unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Yeshua had spoken to him, and he went his way. He had to believe the word. Just like us today, you know, you get a word, we got to believe that he's going to do what he said. When he says you heal, we got to believe it. Even when it doesn't feel like it in your body, you still got to believe it that you heal. And because that's what he had to do. He said, go thy way, thy son liveth. He said that, and the man believed the word that Yeshua had spoken with him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. That hour that Yeshua said, go, thy son liveth. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Yeshua said unto him, thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. Again, that one domino, not only did he believe, his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Yeshua did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. That very hour. We got to remember our very hour. When he speaks that into our, when he speaks healing into our lives, or he gives us a word of encouragement. If he said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. His promises is yea and amen, but we just have to believe it. We have to believe it. And that's all I have for this morning. I thank y'all. Going through the words of Jesus is awesome. I love it. I love it I love every opportunity that I get to come up here and share it, whether it be long, shorter. I don't even think I changed batteries since Pastor left on this mic. I ain't lying. But hey, we're getting the truth, we're getting the word. So hey, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And he's so good to us. And I just thank him. I thank y'all for coming out. It's such an honor when I get to see so many faces. Even though I get a little nervous, I still love to see y'all.